Darling? Oh my gosh, darling, you finally wake up. I thought I lost you. I'm so glad you're alive. If you were stuck like that forever, I wouldn't know what to do. Well, I guess dedicate the rest of my life next to you. Oh, my poor darling. You got into a car accident and have been sleeping ever since. You've been in a coma for a month. What's wrong? I'm not your nurse. Don't you recognize me? It's me, your girlfriend, Ian. You're so silly, forgetting about your beloved girlfriend like that. You did just wake up after all. I'm sure your memory is understandably really hazy. Here, have some totally not drugged water. But it's okay. Your past memories had traces of other women. It's probably best you lost them, so now all you can think of and pay attention to is me. We can go on dates again, make new memories to replace the ones lost. We can even head to your place and sleep together. Maybe you can give me your spare key? I lost my copy. Duh. I mean, what girlfriend wouldn't have their boyfriend's key to his apartment?
You mean these keys? Of course he wouldn't remember you, because he never dated you, you wench! A girl like you couldn't possibly be his girlfriend, because I'm his girlfriend. I'm sorry for being late, sweetie. I don't know who she thinks she is, barging into my boyfriend's hospital room like this. Unless you were cheating on me? Was I not enough for you? I gave you so much attention. I sent you so many gifts. We went on so many dates. There's no way you could have possibly cheated on me. Oh, right. You lost your memories. I doubt you would have cheated on me with her, out of all people. It's okay. Just don't even look at her and she'll go away.
You? His girlfriend? As if. My darling has a type, and it's me. Besides, I stayed by his side this entire time. And you? Where were you? I don't think I've seen you step foot into this room.
Excuse me? I've been visiting about almost every day. I have a full-time job, saving up money so my boyfriend doesn't have to worry about working another day in his life. Oh, and if I remember correctly, the hospital banned you from entering the building.
Don't be ridiculous. Didn't they ban you from coming in here? They caught you rummaging through the trash, looking for my darling's stuff like a little ratty raccoon. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to contact the front desk and have you removed. You're clearly upsetting him. Hello? May I request security in room?
Can't you clearly see your presence is upsetting him? I need to take care of you once and for all. Huh? Where did it go? I could have sworn I brought it with me.
Hmm? What could you be possibly talking about? Unless you're talking about this. Why would you bring a knife into my darling's room? Hmm? This is dangerous, you know. Unless you plan on hurting him. You're pretending to be his girlfriend so you can hurt him. That's your plan, isn't it? Darling, don't you see? This woman is insane. She is so clearly unwell. Maybe she is confusing this room to be hers. Never mind that. Let me take care of her. Let me dispose of her so she can stop bothering you.
No! I promise I'm not here to hurt you. I bought the knife to get rid of her. She's an imposter.
This is ridiculous. Who brings a knife into a hospital? Your lame excuses aren't going to work.
You're so annoying. Sweetie, don't you see? She's taking advantage of you. Please remember me. Remember your actual girlfriend standing right in front of you. Focus really hard. You'll find the truth inside your heart.
What truth? That you're the fake girlfriend? I remember all those times you camped outside my darling's apartment, waiting for him to leave so you can break in and sniff his stuff. I only let you slip in one time. That one time should have been when I got rid of you.
How dare you go twisting around the story? I caught you camping, stalking, rummaging, and stealing my sweetie's things. I remember reporting you to the authorities, but they did nothing, nothing! All because you got on their good side, to use them against me.
Cut the crap. You're the real creep here. Stop talking before you really expose yourself, hmm? Besides, you're just mad that I sent you to prison a few times. Having a good reputation in the neighborhood is important, you know?
Because you framed me! Screw you and your reputation! Abusing the power of the system, sending innocent people to prison! You've always been like this, Ian! Why can't you just accept my things don't belong to you?
Poor thing is going insane. Need I remind you of all the times you tried to steal my things away from me? My friends? My lovers? My only support system? You stole them from me because of your jealousy, your selfish desires. I may have been weak then, but I refuse to let you take the most important person away from me with your lies and deceit. Hmm? Oh, yes. This crazy woman. Izumi and I have a history together. In fact, we used to be best friends.
Yeah, up until she stole my boyfriend from me.
What boyfriend? Oh, you mean John? We both liked him. In fact, I liked him first, and you always got in the way.
Does it matter if you liked him first? He ended up liking me anyway.
Yeah, after you told him lies about me. And I didn't steal him. I didn't even accept his half-assed confession. He broke up with you after realizing how deceitful you are. I moved on and found this guy right here. The love of my life. He saved me from the deep, dark, depressing hole I was in. I won't let history repeat. Darling, please. I'm your real girlfriend. We've been together for years. Our anniversary is coming up soon, too. Believe me and stop listening to her so we can celebrate it happily and in peace.
Ha! You look so stupid begging. Begging for his love that he never gave to you. I've had enough of you and your big mouth. Sweetie, don't listen to this witch. I'm your real girlfriend. If you believe her, your life will be in danger. She is not to be trusted, okay? Believe me instead.
No, believe me. Your actual girlfriend.
No, I'm your actual girlfriend.